We talked a bit about the massive bank regulation overhaul bill that finally passed out of conference committee in Washington. You had the Senate, the House, they worked overnight. It did manage to pass 7-5, still some opposition there, but it now will go to a vote of the full Congress at some point. And there's a rise in bank stocks, which would suggest that it was not as bad as some thought. You could even say maybe it's not that bad at all. And that's the question. Is it good for an overhaul bill of bank regulation to not be so bad because we know the banks did things they shouldn't have, and that's what caused a big financial crisis? Or is it good because their investors are going to feel better and they can be, you know, this is something we're going to try to sort out throughout the show. Sasan Garamani joins us now. He's president and CEO of SGH Macro Advisors. He's worked in the financial markets for many, many years at Lehman, at AIG Trading. He's traded foreign exchange. He was president and CEO of Medley Global Advisors, which is a macro political advisory service to hedge funds, et cetera. And he's well versed in watching the markets, watching these big macro issues, talking to policymakers behind the scenes. And Sasser, we're glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So, you wrote about this, this morning, right, as did most everybody. Let's start just with your overall response.
Sure. Well, if you notice the title of my piece, I wrote FinReg in English because I think, you know, there's been so much written about this that everybody's head is spinning. And the key point that I think we were trying to convey here is that if you're concerned that this stuff is passing through Congress now and it's going to hit bank profitability, well, either, you know, you've been asleep for a year or you believe in the infallibility of Lloyd Blankfein or something like that.
Tooth fairies,
exactly. So, it's pretty clear that this was going to happen. So the real question is, you know, what is the damage and is it worse or better than expected? And so if you look at our general take is that, yes, it's going to hurt bank profitability a little bit. Maybe a little more than a little bit, but that a lot of that already should be expected and factored in. And from a macro perspective, it's really not such a bad thing actually to bring some stability back into the markets and so on. Without putting a partisan spin on this, just really for financial stability purposes.
Well, and you know, look at bank profitability. This is what kills me. What was it?